Hello and welcome everyone to Leaders in Elder Care, the interview series designed to share with you some of the many people who are doing great things to change the face of elder care today. I'm Ryan Malone, founder of Inside Elder Care and your host for the Leaders in Elder Care series. Before we start, I wanted to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. You can do so in two places. The first is in the top right-hand corner of the Leaders in Elder Care website, and the second is on iTunes. If you search for podcasts under Leaders in Elder Care, you can click on the subscribe button, and either of those ways work just fine. So let's go ahead and get started. Today, joining us is Sarah Terry. Sarah is the Senior Vice President of Optimum Life at Brookdale Senior Living, one of the largest assisted living providers in the country. Sarah and her team have put together some really interesting programs for her residents, and so we're very excited to speak with her a little bit today. How are you doing, Sarah?
Great, Ryan. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure. It's definitely our pleasure. So let's hop right in. Your title says that you're Senior VP for Optimum Life. What is Optimum Life, and what's your role at Brookdale?
Great. Thanks, Ryan, again. Optimum Life is our culture of wellness at Brookdale Senior Living. We take health and wellness of our residents and our associates very seriously, and we wanted to give that a name that everyone would understand, and it could live in a place, and it's very important that it has a solid name that describes our amazing, passionate commitment to providing opportunities for our residents and our associates to live an optimum life. So Optimum Life is really the culture of health and wellness for our residents as well as our associates at Brookdale Senior Living.
Interesting. So what, mm-hmm. Obviously you go out and you do some research for programs like this. What did you find in the market that you saw as a problem you were trying to solve?
What we did is we actually have a nonprofit institute for optimal aging, and we actually asked our residents. We did a research project with our residents about 3 years ago, and our residents told us that they really wanted to learn how to age well. No matter what the age or what the chronic condition that they had, they wanted to have evidence-based programs developed to help them age well. So we have systematically taken those recommendations from our own residents, done through research, and we have systematically operationalized those into Optimum Life programming, whether it be in traditional programming settings, in health or wellness settings, through our innovative senior care therapy program or our clinical services. We have then taken those recommendations and put together programs. For example, our Movement is Medicine exercise program comes out of that research. We put together a standardized exercise program that is offered in every one of our communities at least 5 days a week that meets the requirements of the American College of Sports Medicine, American Heart Association. So all of our residents can take advantage of a physical opportunity in a physical opportunity to enhance their physical dimension of optimum life. The optimum life is based on the six dimensions of wellness: purposeful, spiritual, emotional, social, intellectual, and physical. So that Movement is Medicine program really meets one need in the area of physical. Now, we certainly have residents that do things independently as well, and certainly do formalized programs with innovative senior care. But Movement is Medicine is an instructor-led class that's offered every day in all of our communities, including our memory and Clearbridge communities.
So instructor-led meaning, do you have like a personal trainer that teaches a class, or do you have staff to teach it?
Trained our own staff, or we have an instructor, an actual physical fitness instructor that teaches the class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. So yeah. So what are, if you walk through some of the benefits, how has the program benefited seniors, and maybe you have a couple of case studies or success stories?
Well, one of the most recent things is we did our own survey on the Movement is Medicine program, and 86% of our residents told us that this program, having a formalized theme and a formalized program, has made a true difference in their actual well-being. That's a pretty astounding result and a pretty amazing outcome from having a formalized program. And that's not surprising. I think we all want to gravitate and understand. And I think there was a strong education component to the Movement is Medicine program for our residents. I think you know, the more people understand the benefits of certain things, the more they take advantage of them. Interestingly enough, Brian, we just had an amazing result with our associates at Well. We had a program called the Brookdale Way. We had over 6,000 of our associates join a weight loss competition program, and as a company, we collectively lost over 31,000 pounds in a 12-week period. So we feel as strongly about our associate wellness as we do about our residents living an optimum life. So it's really, really important. I think those are two great examples of our commitment to offering opportunities. And certainly, you know, we don't mandate anything, but we want to present as many opportunities for our residents and associates to engage in the six dimensions of optimum life as possible.
So without naming names, how much weight did the Biggest Loser lose? I love this show, so I watch it all the time. I got to ask.
Right. Okay. So the team that won lost about 12% of their entire body weight. They lost that during that 12-week period.
Wow.
So yeah, we don't. You know, obviously it's done by percentage so that everybody has an equal chance. But pretty amazing. And we actually have an associate that is going to. Has reached a major goal that we're going to actually support his lifelong dream of skydiving, which will happen shortly. We had a resident as part of our Experiences of a Lifetime program skydive, and this associate got very inspired by that, and we're going to grant that wish as well. So it's a pretty exciting opportunity.
That's cool. So you mentioned there were six dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a program that's running every, you know, whatever period you want to use, whether it's quarterly, monthly, yearly? Is there a program for each one of those dimensions that are always running in parallel?
Well, what we do is all of our programming at Brookdale for all of our residents is fundamentally driven. We look at our calendars and our activities and our programs based on the six dimensions of optimum life. The first thing we look at, of course, is our resident interests. How they want to spend their time, right? It's so important to listen to your residents. What do they want to do? How do they want to do it? And how can we make, you know, the rest of their life exactly what they want it to be? Then secondarily, we look at our activities and our programs based on those six dimensions of optimum life, because we feel that the program should be balanced in those six dimensions for all of our residents. So fundamentally, we look at the resident interests first, and then we look at the dimensions of optimum life. For example, if I look at a programming schedule for a specific community, how well is the purposeful dimension reflected? How well is the spiritual dimension reflected? And go down the line for all of the dimensions of optimum life. And we are standard-driven. Our standards are that the six dimensions of optimum life are represented on our program calendars and on all the opportunities that are offered for our residents. So we feel very strongly about that, and we spend a lot of time evaluating how our program is going. Are residents satisfied? Are they engaged? Is it making a difference? I think the biggest thing we see is purposeful. You know, is the resident feeling that they have a purpose in life? Are they socially connected? You know, our communities are natural social environments. But we're looking at lots of innovative ways to connect residents and reaping those social benefits of living in our communities.
Interesting. So there were, I went to an event. I'm going to stop right now and actually ask my question. I went to an event, I think it was in March in Los Angeles, called the Brain Symposium.
Right, Cross-Train Your Brain.
Cross-Train Your Brain. Is that something that came out of your group?
Yes, it is. That's this year we focused on the intellectual dimension with this is the large program, not the daily things that happen in our communities, but this year's theme was cross-train your brain, and we focused a lot on brain health. And at the end of the year, we'll have had, I think, 8 to 9 symposiums in different markets where we partner with our local or regional researchers, academic institutions. We feel very strongly in networking with local and regional professionals. And our sole mission there was to educate and talk about brain health and the powerful lifestyle changes that people can make, as well as the latest research in brain fitness and brain health, because there's so many things you can do to protect your brain and have positive brain health. Because, you know, everyone fears, after age 65, the number one fear of our residents is of course, Alzheimer's disease. And another one of our strong commitments is we're the leading national team. Our associates last year raised over $480,000 for the Alzheimer's Association in a quest to find a cure for Alzheimer's. So we feel very strongly about brain health, and we feel very strongly about supporting people and families who are afflicted with the disease as well. So
I listened to Dr. Kevin O'Neill, who actually is going to be on this show in a few weeks. And
right.
I was just astounded by not only the amount of research that you guys have done, but how it got translated into, you know, both digestible, you know, chunks of information that just a common person could understand, but also by the questions that were asked in the audience. I mean, judging from the age of the people asking the questions, they were either residents of the communities or they were folks who were considering, you know, being a resident in the community. So I
right.
really got a lot out of it.
And that's great. And I think that's one of the strongest things that one of the areas we feel so strongly about is that evidence-based. We spend a lot of time, Dr. O'Neill, my nurse Carol Cummings, my programming professional Charles Richardson, we spend a lot of time on looking at evidence-based material and then operationalizing it for our residents. Because as you mentioned, our residents and our associates are very hungry for information that can help them live an optimum life. So we feel very, very strongly and have a lot of passion for providing that information and then providing them with programs that they can take advantage of to live an optimum life.
Yeah, that was just great. So what is, I read a little bit about connected living. What is that?
Connected living is a pilot we're doing right now in the Chicagoland area. Some people call it senior Facebook, but I think it's much more than that. It's a program where we use technology to connect our seniors to their loved ones, their families, and people that live in their communities that they may not even know. It is very similar to the senior Facebook kind of concept where people connect and have similar interests and provide an update and their profile and, you know, share it with others or keep it private. But the most powerful piece, I think, to the program is it's really not about the technology. It's about connecting people. Families need to be connected. They can share photos. They can share calendars. They can email back and forth to their family. We've had just an amazing response to this. We have about 1,300 residents that are already up with their profiles and using this program. But the piece that I think has made the most powerful difference is the actual personal piece of this. They provide ambassadors who come in and teach connected living classes and offer one-on-one support to our residents who are learning how to use the technology to connect, whether it's with their family, their friends. We've had people find long-lost friends that they had lost touch with. You know, Google's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so that's just a really amazing program. I think we've only been at it about 9 months, and we're looking at expanding the program. But it's really been a win with our residents and with our, you know, associates hearing the stories and with the family and friends that they've connected with.
That's really cool. I'm like a closet geek myself. So when I read a press release from January, and I thought how cool that was, I wanted to make sure that I asked you about it.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, it's very exciting because we're always looking at ways to make, you know, connections for our residents and our associates. And this group came to us, and we did a lot of due diligence, and you know, it's really been a powerful program.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. So where do you take the Optimum Life program from here? It sounds like you've done a fantastic bunch of work already. Where do you go next?
Right. I think one of the things we look at is we always pick an annual theme every year, and we're looking at the social and emotional dimensions for next year and drafting a program around that about education and engagement. We always look at the dimensions, and every day we look at what's going on in our communities and working with the local associates to make sure that we're on track, listening to the residents. Living our mission every day is so important, and I think, you know, we continue to build the culture of Brookdale Senior Living and of Optimum Life. I think living our mission is so important, and I think we take it every time we turn around, we want to make sure we're telling the story. We have a magazine that we publish twice a year that we tell the story of Optimum Life and our residents living an Optimum Life. We also look a lot at our Celebrations program, which is our annual themed program. This year it is Dream, Dare, and Discover. And so we spend the year, encouraging our residents to dream and dare and discover. And we're getting ready for Celebrations 2010 and 2011. Celebrations won Alpha Best of the Best this past year. So we're really, really pleased with that. I think we just continue to evolve and listen to our residents and provide them with opportunities that they're interested in and ensure that it's fundamentally based in those six dimensions of optimum life.
So for the folks that are listening that don't know what Alpha is, what is the Alpha Best of the Best Award?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Assisted Living Federation of America. It's a group of professionals and vendors and all types of different people that are involved in the assisted living industry in the United States. And every year they give out what they call the Best of the Best Awards. And Celebrations was fortunate enough to win the award this year.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's really good. So if someone wants to learn more about the Optimum Life program, is there someone specific that they can speak to at a local community? Or who's
Absolutely.
The right person if they're walking by and they want to take a look?
They can certainly speak to the executive director or the lifestyle or life enrichment professional at our communities. They're happy to talk to you about Optimum Life, as well as of course, the director of sales and marketing or a regional sales and marketing professional. Very happy to talk to you about it. Pretty much anyone that works for Brookdale Senior Living can be available, but certainly the executive director or the lifestyle life enrichment professional would be the person to talk to about it.
And then if someone wanted to get more information about Brookdale or yourself or the program outside of a local community, where would they go?
They can email me directly at sterry, T-E-R-R-Y, at brookdaleliving.com.
Okay. And then I guess they could also go to brookdale.com.
Absolutely. Brookdaleliving.com is our public website. And there's a whole section on Optimum Life and as well as Innovative Senior Care, which is our therapy I think we employ now about 3,000 physical, occupational, and speech therapists, and there's information on Optimum Life and Innovative Senior Care right there on the main page.
Great. So we're just about out of time. Any last things that you want to share with us around Optimum Life?
No, Ryan. I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Optimum Life and to share what a powerful impact it has with our residents and our associates. And just really appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Well, we appreciate it from you also, and thanks for being a leader in elder care. For our listeners, a reminder, be sure to check out two websites. The first is Inside Elder Care. It's a by families, for families approach that helps families understand and transition their families with elder care issues. It's available at www.insideeldercare.com. And Portrait of Our Parents, which is a storytelling website designed to share all those little memories you have of an older friend or family member. And it's reachable at portraitofourparents.com. Have a great day. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and I hope you come back and listen soon.